Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, hey, I am Matt Mann. He's nine.
That's right. I am nine. And he is Matt Mann.
Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys.
Hell yeah, man. This is fun.
Well, it's, you know what? I like, here's what is a great motivator in life. If people, I'm scared to say this, but I am a brave person.
Yeah, you are.
Dickheads will change their ways.
They will. But
people who tell you, you won't do that. You can't do that. There's no way you'll be able to do that. Some people will say, yeah, you're right. But I use that in the opposite way.
Unless it's something like that they're right about. If somebody said, you can't dunk a basketball, I'm going to say, yeah, I'm never going to do that. You're absolutely right.
Well, agreed.
Because and I'm not physically capable of doing that.
And who would waste a breath to tell you that?
And why would I waste the breath to say I was going to? Because I know better.
But there is a handful of people. You know who you are. Our biggest asshole listeners, and I don't mean that in body form, but in attitude, rather, are our biggest listeners.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for those of you that said, oh, you're not going to bring that back. Oh, you'll do the one and not do any more. Listen to this fat boy.
Ha! This is like the fourth one.
He's the worst at it, but maybe find out at the end of everything that when he said you're going to gain your weight back, you're not going to be able to do that. Your business is going to fall apart. Blah, blah, blah. She don't really love you. Maybe you're right on that one, but nevertheless, you sit in the opposite.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so one thing I wanted to throw in. And
hang on, we just talked for 15 minutes before we started this.
Listen to
you. You sound like a robot. You went robotic.
Oh God!
Now you're fine.
I haven't moved.
Yeah, that sounds great. Sounds okay. Awesome now.
So none of this was picked up.
No, it all was till a minute ago when I think you were going to tell people to like subscribe and like and stuff, and then it cut out.
Okay. Well, good. So, you know, you hear all the people say, hey, do us a favor, subscribe, like it, comment, share it, whatever the hell. Please do it. There's a reason why they all say it. It's because that's the way the world works these days.
Yeah, it is. That is how the world works nowadays.
You could boost it on social media and add, you know, spend money on advertising on social media. But truth of the matter is word of mouth.
Yeah.
Works better than anything.
Yeah. That's why it works well when we tell people, hey, we bought cars from TLC Motors. You should too. Or, hey, Palmetto State Home Mortgage did our mortgages. They'll do yours too.
Right. You're absolutely right, Jim.
Yeah.
So please do all those things, like, subscribe, comment. And also, just because this, tell somebody.
Talk to somebody in person and tell them.
Yeah. Or just retweet it or tweet it or whatever. And, you know, throw feedback at us.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not live, but we still love to know what works and what doesn't. People seem to really enjoy the WrestleMania talk.
And when Matt says throw feedback at us, he don't mean sweet corn.
No. Lord God, that stuff's on sale this week, $14.99.
Get a farm joke in there.
Yeah. I hate that it's controlling my life. I got to be honest.
Well,
I hate that. Every time I see somebody I haven't seen in like 6 months, Well, hey, old Matt Harris.
Old MacDonald. That man here.
Farmer Matt.
Old Farmer Matt.
You know what's crazy? I remember the one time I ever, that one break on country radio that I ever did because old dude was running late. I was Cowboy Matt.
That was very creative.
That was foretelling.
Yeah.
Or foretelling.
Foretelling, yeah.
Yes.
Man, I want to ask you a question.
That's deep-seated.
It's a question that I saw posed on some website. I don't know. I think it's some Australian website or British website or something. I don't know. Honestly, I saw it this morning in the studio at work, so I took a picture of my monitor with my phone like an old man would do. Dude, rather than email the link to myself.
No, you know why that's not bad? It's because now when you take a picture of like words, a sign, what have you, then your phone recognizes the words.
Yeah, it makes you search for it.
Super lazy, but really it comes in handy.
Yeah, but the articles, it's about a new study that old age now begins later in life than it used to. And that's twofold in that generally people agree that it starts later than they would have said years ago. And also, depending on the age of the person you ask, it starts later in life. Like, the older they are, the later it starts.
Okay, I like this conversation, but I do want to say F all these polls constantly.
Uh-huh.
Like, we're inundated, at least with radio and, well, in life in general. But yeah. I like the ones like this.
Well, I've never been asked. I took a picture of the headlines, so I remember to ask you what you thought. I don't care about the poll.
Okay. Well, and I didn't mean it bad.
I just want to ask you what you thought.
Isn't it weird, though? Every day, these new polls.
That's all we do is polls, man.
Oh, dude, you have to shave your legs as a woman.
Yeah. We do damn near as many polls as them girls in Union County.
Hey.
That's Xanax joke.
That was. Totems.
Yeah.
What age do I think is old?
Yeah. When do you think? I'll tell you generally from what I saw in the poll results, it's in the 70s. People say it starts in the 70s.
Hey, it used to be 65 just because of retirement age. I guess these people are listening to that bitch.
Nikki Haley. Yeah.
I feel bad about where did we? I know I'm on a roll here, but when did it? Why is it bad to call a mean lady a bitch? Like you look like it becomes sexist in a sense.
Man, you know, I was thinking about that recently because there was the thing about a month or so ago when I went to the gas station and that old lady in the truck called me a fat ass and I cussed her out for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I remember that.
I called her every name in the damn book, but at no point did I call her a bitch to her face. I called her everything else and words a lot of people would think are worse than that, but never did I call her a bitch. So I guess in a subconscious way, I agree with that.
Did you hit her with the C word?
Oh, yeah, several times.
Oh, my God.
But never called her a bitch, though.
Oh, wow.
I hit her with all the C words.
I don't know where that
the compound one, too.
I don't know where the conditioning came from in that other than maybe Me Too movement. Again, I love women. I love the hell out of women. But I don't know where that, like, if she's really mean, I guess it's just Karen now. That's what you call it.
Karen has replaced it,
That's just the complainer, though. I'm talking about, like, a mean, evil.
Mean, evil woman, She's a bitch.
Oh, bitch. Yeah. Old hags, what my, maybe my mom, I'm not going to say for sure. That's what she'd call, old hag.
Uh-huh.
That's worse to me.
But also, like, I'm that bitch. That became a positive thing.
Oh, they kind of
took it
bitch.
Made it positive. So if some woman's that bad and you're trying to describe her, you wouldn't say that because then somebody might think, oh, okay, she's a boss bitch. She's a bad bitch.
Well, it's like a lot of things. She can say that about her, but you can't. Unless it's like, you know, that's one of her songs or she's talking about her voice, butt, vagina.
Yes. Then they can say that, yes.
Yeah, so anyway, I don't want to give her that much credit, Nikki Haley, but I think that it's also like the economy where, like, I mean, you know, what is the percentage of people retiring at 65 nowadays?
I don't know, but it sucks though that, well, we look at it and people like Nikki Haley who are just outright terrible human beings. And if you don't believe me based so far, you will when I'm done with what I'm about to say. They look at it and they don't say, oh, wow, look, people are living longer and having good health longer in life. So now when they retire at 65, they have a like and on average, nearly 15 more years of life, some of those years in good health to go and do things and enjoy their retirement. Instead of that, we look at it like, okay, people are living later and they're healthier longer. So I guess we need to work them longer because they're still able to at 65. So that's how they see it. And that's messed up, man. That is demented.
Isn't it?
Instead of seeing it that these people were 65 and still in good enough health to go enjoy it, now it's like, nope, don't stop working. You're still able.
So we were talking about, I don't know if it's on the show today or off the air, but about how, you know, that whole, it's about millennials, like living in the moment, going on all these expensive trips and not having a damn dollar left in the bank and the experiential part of life. And once you hit a certain age, I don't care who you are, that maturity, I like to say it's maturity kicks in where you're like, all right, there is that thing of living in the moment, but also I don't want to live in a effing nursing home, especially if it's real, one of them real nice ones. All right. But I know, you know, I mean, come on.
Yeah. People in our income bracket don't, our tax bracket don't live in them real nice ones.
I, if I could live at, you know, where the, remember when the Golden Girls did the spinoff?
Yeah.
Golden Palace. Was that a retirement home?
No, it was a hotel. They bought a hotel.
Oh, shoot. That's right.
Golden Palace was a hotel.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, there was one show I watched. They were like older ladies. Must have been like a ripoff, some bootleg thing.
Yeah.
Spent off at 227. I don't
remember. They moved across the street. It was 228.
Like, what do you think? I mean, what is getting old versus retirement to me is two different things.
Yeah, but it also varies too, because old age doesn't start at any one point. And when you know some old people, you understand that, because I see people like, well, hell, one of I'll say our manager at work is in his early 60s, but
yeah,
you don't really think about him being in his early 60s at all, because he doesn't look it. He doesn't physically seem it at all. No. But then you see other people like 75-year-old men who are out riding bikes and walking around and going on runs and hikes and hunting and fishing and just living it up. But then I see other people in their early 70s, like my mom is at 71, is a lot older than a lot of other people her same age.
I want you, this will be something that we can do together right now, because we're in two separate places, but I want you to go on your Google image search, because this is that thing about looking older, blah blah blah.
Okay,
go look up.
Okay.
Just put in Fleer, F-L-E-E-R, and then the name Bob Boyd, B-O-Y-D. I don't know if it's the same card, but it's one where he's kind of like losing his hair really, really bad. Do you see it? I don't know the year of it. I don't know my football as well as I know my hair.
Hang on. There's a Bob Boyd who played for the Orioles who's more popular. Yeah, okay. I see it when he played for Baltimore, number 10.
Yes.
Yeah, he's bald as hell. Looks like Ted Bradshaw now.
How old do you think he is in that photo? Because I have that right here. I was going to actually text you this a while back, and you just brought up.
Now, how old does he look, or how old do I think he is in the picture?
Well, okay, answer both. How old does he look, but how old do you think he is? Because obviously it's leading. He's going to be much younger than he looks. But
honest to God, he looks about 59 years old.
He's 20. Oh, you didn't say he's 28, dude.
Yeah, he looks 59. I mean, I know he's a lot younger than that, but he looks like somebody's grandpa out here having fun playing football. Looks like a grandfather for certain. And no offense to you as a younger grandfather.
Appreciate you. It's true. Like, that to me is the best example. If you look at pictures
he looks like the principal from Back to the Future.
Mr. Strickland.
Yeah.
It's that thing. You can look at pictures of like your grandpa or great uncle or somebody like that, and it's like, oh, okay, you know, you saw them age over time.
Yeah.
Go look at 1960s sports cards.
Yeah.
Look at the guy's face, especially if it's a close up, they're not wearing a hat or a helmet, and then guess at the age, flip it over, do the quick math. You will be astonished. It's crazy.
It's so wild.
The hard living, you know, they talk about the environments. So shitty now with like what it does to you, but boy, they looked really screwed up when the environment was better.
yeah. And you used to see Jason Isbell wrote a song called Elephant about a woman with cancer, and when he's describing her and her deteriorating condition, he talks about sharecropper eyes, And all the old photos you see, like turn of the century, I mean, turn of the 20th century photos, they got those sunken eyes. I know exactly what he means by sharecropper eyes. You've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just people looked so much older and more weathered.
Yeah.
Plus, well, everybody, the turn of the century photos and those old turn of the century ball cards, people had different shaped heads back then. It was weird. People had more oval-shaped faces back then. Noses were pointed.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Here back then, it was very different.
I wonder what do you think that's like, more like, let me think of my choice words here, but like immigrants coming over and then not dating outside their ethnicity until they did. And then, because here's the thing, and I know, I think where your mind's going with this, what happened to the figures of the women from like 1940s to the 70s?
Yeah, that changes now? Too.
That's very strange.
That changes too. Yeah, the facial features were just so much more round on those old ball cards. And I guess it was more of the ancestry we had then, where it was more, I guess, English and Dutch, and there weren't as many Irish and Italians over here yet because they didn't start coming over till shortly before that.
Yeah, that's where them big butts came from, Italy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really did. I've never met an Italian lady with a nice shapely figure. If you don't have one, don't bother introducing yourself to me. You'd mess up my street.
Italian ladies often have those. Well, hell, now it's 2024. That's a compliment. Almost everybody has that now. Like, it's very
common
now. Yeah,
but I mean the real ones.
Yeah, well, yeah.
All natural.
Yeah. There's even more of those than there's ever been before.
Do you ever think you'd live in a day? I guess it was expected after titties, but did you ever expect to live in a day where you'd see a woman walk by with a big bouncy ass and you're thinking, gosh, I wonder if that's real?
It's a weird thing. I never imagined it till it happened. But we also live in a world where I was watching a wrestling match, and we're not going to dwell on this too long. I was watching a wrestling match about a month ago because they brought back Dusty Rhodes' old Turnbuckle Championship wrestling, and his daughter's like the general manager, and the main event featured Glacier and Scotty Riggs in a six-man tag with, I can't remember who their partner was, my bad. Yeah. But Scotty Riggs, I'm like, man, he is jacked. Look at this dude. And then I realized, oh, wait, I think he had calf implants back in the day. That's why his legs look so jacked. So, so I also had to think about, oh, this dude's muscly legs are not real. And that's a weird thought. That's even stranger, I think.
He had them for a long time. He's it's a wonder they didn't slide around to the front and give him cankles.
I'm shocked.
Shin splints.
Yeah, at this point, because he's in his, I guess, mid to late 50s probably, it just looked weird. It was so disproportionately weird.
Yeah.
He's still in good shape, but the calves were just disproportionate. It was bizarre looking.
You know, they're talking about old pictures of people, you know, they would always attribute it to the stress of the time. Like even like really rich affluent people had that. But the one kind of AB that I think about is, you know how they'd show the before and after of a U.S. president before, then after? The one that comes to mind with Obama, but yet you can find pictures, you know, when he went into office, you know, darker hair, not as many wrinkles, but then afterwards he's almost grayed. He's got those wrinkles across his forehead. Mm-hmm. You know what the truth about that is? When they're running, they dye their hair and get a crap ton of Botox.
Okay.
Or maybe not always has been Botox, but they've always been pampered.
Like, yeah.
Look, nobody, well, we've changed our tune. I said, nobody wants to elect an old person.
Now we won't vote for anybody who ain't old as hell.
You know, years ago, it was...
Like, these people are so old, Nikki Haley wants them to quit.
God bless. Is she's not in it anymore, correct?
No, I think she dropped out. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sending you a link. I just sent it right now. It's the something.
I got to get up out of the floor now.
Oh, it goes to It goes to something we've been talking about. Kind of, it plays in. It's a DailyMail.com article about Ozempic face, and it gives a bunch of examples of people who just kind of look like they've died because they took Ozempic. Now they look like their own corpse.
Oh wow. Okay.
There's a bunch of actors and Hollywood types.
I have to unblock this. I usually block non-American news. Hold on.
Oh yeah.
Holy crap!
You see,
dude, Scott the Disick? First one, Scott Disick. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he looks like he died, man. And then you keep going, and like, here's Jessica Simpson when she was still alive, and
oh,
now.
Oh my God.
So this thing is it's called Ozempic face.
Oh Lord. Sharon.
You scroll down, man. Chad. There's a bunch more. Yeah. You get that like Robbie
this
Williams.
In, the links or something.
What?
Can we put this in the links?
Yeah, I can try to add it to the description of the podcast so people can see it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you get
Jesse Plemons and all kind of people.
John Goodman? Is this just people assuming that they're on Ozempic?
See,
or
I don't know, because John Goodman is an older man who lost a lot of weight, so he's going to have that kind of gauntness anyway. I don't know that he was on it unless he admitted he was. I didn't really read the article. I was just looking at the pictures, kind of like you are.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My God, that is. See, and you know what's crazy? If you didn't know, or I'm sure medicine like that's been around for a long, long time under different names and all this stuff. But if you didn't know about that world, like I would look at that and say, okay, Scott Disick, Lord Disick is smoking crack.
Yeah.
He's doing meth.
Yep.
If he wasn't rich, you would assume that he's just doing meth.
Yeah, you would.
Or his parents are rich or whoever.
Man, you on crack? No, I'm on Ozempic.
But you know, the before photo of there, of most of these people, they're not fat. They're not even.
Except, yeah, there's John Goodman, and then there's other people who aren't
well,
fat and wanted to lose weight anyway.
Yeah. Like all those people that had their stomach staples or those sleeves or whatever done, they're gonna be like, "Good Lord, you mean now I can just take a pill?"
Man, I know some people who had that done, and one of them quite often winds up in the emergency room or in the hospital for a day or two. And I'm not entirely sure it ain't because the way they had it did, because they went to Mexico and had it done.
Oh God, I just hit the cord. Did it make me turn into a robot again?
No, you're fine. You're fine. And I just know how much I trust some people I know that rave about it, but I just personally, and maybe I'm a bigot, but I don't know how much I trust hopping over the border to have discount Mexican surgery.
That's where I have patriotism. Ahead. I have patriotism like hell when it comes to our health care. I know we pay out the wazoo for it, but I'm just talking about going to another. Now, if I'm there.
Yeah,
and I need some attention. Yeah, but no.
Like if I'm in Tokyo, I'm fine to go to the hospital. If I'm in Seoul, I'm okay. Take me. If I'm in Berlin or London or Paris or Madrid or like I don't
Hola.
Know. Or Milan or somewhere. They're like, take me to the hospital, please. I'd be fine with it, but I don't know how much I trust like getting it done in the back of a van over and like see you, Dad Juarez.
No.
Just hopping the Texas border and getting you some discount surgery, then recuperating in a hotel for a couple of days where you can't drink the water. That don't sound like a good idea to me.
No.
Either that or
how do you know that you're even really getting done what you're getting done? Like I think about Man at the Moon with Andy Kaufman.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's different from like a lot of, I think Kevin Nash said he went to Argentina. If you ever saw the before and after of his legs before he had the stem cell treatments where they were all crooked and messed up, but then the after they look like perfectly healthy, big old long man legs because he went and had like stem cell treatment in South America, and all the NBA players, NFL players, they all do it in the off season too.
Yeah,
they all
like
go to
LeBron
Europe
budgets,
to South America.
LeBron budgets a couple $1 million a year for
stem cell,
I believe.
Yeah, and they all either go to South America or Europe to have it done. You take a vacation and have some stem cell therapy.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
Thing. But it's a miracle cure if you can have it done.
Yeah, if you can, it's one of those things where it's maybe several generations in the future that'll just be like, oh, I got to go by Ingles and pick up some stem cell. But for now, it's, you know, only the rich, super elite that can afford it, I assume.
Yeah, it seems to me just like the natural way to go about where we're headed with like nanobots getting in your body and fixing your stuff up too. Like how they do it in space movies where they have all these little tiny robots that are generating them. Somebody's arm that got cut off or something.
Oh, I thought you were talking about what was the one where they fly into the guy's body? They shrink down and fly into the guy's body in some kind of rocket ship and go.
Was that
in there
Magic School Bus?
Shit.
I think there's a movie like that too, though. I think like Inside movie, Out but... might be. There's movies about that. There's a bunch of stuff like that. I just can't remember the one. I'll tell you the one I like, though, is where that little boy's in that peach floating around in the ocean.
Oh, freaking James?
Yeah. Yeah.
Lord, the depth of that movie. You can take it so many different ways.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think is like, we're again, not retirement, but just getting old. Like, I mean, generally speaking, maybe not personally.
I think
if we speak personally, I mean, hell.
Yeah. You know, on a rainy day, my answer is right now I'm old. But, man, I'd say baseline around 70 probably is when a lot of people start slowing down. Not everybody's old at 70, but I think it's when a lot of people start showing it.
See, I think one good thing about, well, not one, but one that comes to mind, a good sign of maybe my future is that, like, they say things skip a generation, right? So all my grandparents lived to be pretty old. In fact, my grandma, you know this, but she retired 3 times because she got bored.
Yeah.
Like, she'd go back. Did you just fart?
No.
Okay. So.
might have been putting my phone down.
Okay, well, your phone farted.
It did.
She would get bored just sitting at home. And I noticed that I don't have to always be working or anything like that, but
Nikki Haley said your grandma's an inspiration.
Nikki Haley, I need to see your birth certificate. I think that I would be actively doing something so I don't know. As long as this old body will keep going. God, that's a sign of it right there. If he's this old body.
Yeah, this old body keep going here.
If it plays along, man, I mean, I like the ebb and flow of life is often very difficult. But, you know, once you own the flow part, then you just look back at the ebb and say, ebb you. Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Ebb you.
You know, freaking ebbs and flow in life. God bless. The whole when it's raining, it's pouring. That's one thing, but when it affects your hip when it's raining.
Yeah, man. When the rain hurts, you can't say, oh, it feels, you feel old on those days.
I used to think my grandma was like a witch doctor or something. She'd go, oh, there's a storm coming. I was like, why? Are the winds blowing? No. My legs are starting to hurt. Feel it.
Arthritis. Like,
you are some kind of Wiccan or something, Nanny.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's coming up a cloud. How? Because my neck's creaky.
Yeah. Yeah. Paula.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Paula, man, creaky. This has been fun. We'll have to find something else to talk about because we're going to do several more of these this week.
Yes, we are. Enough about being old. Let's talk about fun stuff.
Yeah, we'll talk about fun stuff and come back with another After Hours with the Rise Guys very soon.
Like, comment, subscribe, tell a friend, and feedback. We love it to know what you like us to talk about.
Yeah, get in touch with us any way you want to. We love to hear from y'all.
I'm Matt Man.
I'm Nine.
This has been After
Hours
with the
Rise Guys.
Thank you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire,
plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.